It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. President Trump is having a leisurely vacation, catching up on some reading, taking us to the brink of nuclear war, shuffleboard. The president today said at a golf photo op that if North Korea continued to threaten the USA, that, quote, they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Then he turned to the caterer and said, these pigs in the blanket are great, the best the world has ever seen. It's hard to recognize the seriousness of this president when he ends every other sentence with the phrase, the likes of which the world has never seen. Really? So we should take that literal, that you would drop, what, more atomic bombs on North Korea than we did in Hiroshima? Or napalm the entire country like Vietnam or a city like London? Or what about the Holocaust? The hyperbole is stunning, but the rhetoric is to serve a point. But now what? Well, North Korea is said to be doing the exact opposite, wanting to test Trump's rhetoric with a planned missile strike, the island of Guam, which is an American territory. This is just absurd. The North Koreans are telling us where they're going to strike. This is a military announcement through the media. So essentially, a middle finger to Trump and the USA. So what now? Trump said if you keep threatening, and they keep threatening, not much wiggle room here, right? Also, maybe, I don't know, the working vacation's over? I know the White House is under renovation, but I don't know, go to the fake White House? I don't know. And actually, I think the biggest question tonight, and it's probably going to be scrolled across all of the cable news channels, is can Donald Trump actually take a step back? Because here's the issue as I see it. Diplomacy is the only way out. If we preemptively strike North Korea because of threats of nuclear action, won't they just use nuclear action? Or if they strike Guam, is it really World War III? I think I speak for everyone who is paying attention to the Trump presidency when I say, well, that was fast. We'll keep our eye on this as the story progresses. Not a good one, but hopefully they'll find their way out through talking. A draft of the big government-mandated climate report was leaked to the New York Times yesterday, essentially to protect the scientific community's findings. Some are worried that the dire results of the findings, featuring work by 13 different federal agencies, won't see the light of day or might be distorted by the Trump administration. So for all that hate, you know, the hate around leakers, most of the time the leaks are because there's fear that the government will lie to us. You see that pattern emerging? Let that sink in. A new report says climate change is here, it's real, and it's worse than we thought. And do you think that would have been the actual takeaway from this administration? Or would it have been one in a tweet that says, climate change real, fake news, not. Hashtag CNN, hashtag ABC, hashtag Hillary Clinton's emails, hashtag MAGA. Is that how you pronounce that? MAGA? Or is it MAGA? Man, I don't know. I need voice activation for my Twitter. Hackers have compromised HBO, both executive emails and unreleased digital content, and they're holding it all hostage until HBO pays up. The hackers are threatening to release future episodes of HBO shows like Game of Thrones unwatched. These would be new ones. And Ballers, too. But, you know, do we really care if Ballers gets released early? I mean, The Rock shows his butt, he drinks champagne, they party, they pretend to play football. Boom. I took all the power away from the hackers. Thank me later, HBO. Huge anniversary day today. Chicago re-unveiled the Picasso 50 years after the fact. 41 years ago today, the White Sox wore shorts. Interesting. And 13 years ago today, Dave Matthews' tour bus dumped feces all over tourists in the Chicago River. Chicago history, you never disappoint, right? You never do. In weather, oh man, it's hot. But you know what? It's August, so right on. In sports, well, the Cubs held on last night in San Francisco to get back into the win column. As of today, they're up a game and a half on the Brewers. Javi Baez had an inside-the-park home run. He's kind of on fire. I like it. Arrieta pitched well again, and the Cubs did the unthinkable, beat one of the worst teams in baseball. And the Giants are awful. Tonight, Jose Quintana gets the rock. This should be a game where he shines, seeing that he's in a pitcher's park in San Francisco, and the Giants haven't really seen him before. So with that being said, probably six runs over three innings. That's Quintana for you. The White Sox are back at home to take on the AL-leading Houston Astros. The Astros are this year's Cubs. The White Sox are this year's White Sox? Yeah. Although rumor has it that the Sox are going to call up Ronaldo Lopez this weekend. He was one of the arms we got in the national deal Nationals deal for Adam Eaton. Throws about 100. Yeah. Also, Avi Garcia is back from the DL. Matt Davison will take his place on the shelf with a bruised wrist. But back to the Astros, they got one of the best teams in baseball based on young draft picks that they've accrued while they were terrible. As a matter of fact, even though they are so good, it's hard because they're so young, right? It's hard to name more than two or three Astros. I mean, I know Springer, right, the center fielder, Dallas Keuchel, right, maybe a Jose Altuve. But after that, does Joe Niekro, Phil's brother, he still throw the old knuckleball? How about a Frank DePino? Is he coming out of the bullpen? Is the first baseman still Cesar Cedeno? Right. Or how about this one? Utility guy Dickie Thon still? Does Dickie Thon still play for the Astros? I mean, that has to be. Yesterday I said one of the best of all time was Candy Maldonado, but tonight, Dickie Thon, maybe the best 80s baseball name of all time. Right? Who's with me? I think we're on to something. The Bears continue camp. Good news. Kyle Long, who as of right now is the only Bear on a billboard, is back on the field. He took reps with the first team. He's moving to left guard this season for one to protect his torn labrum. That's always a good reason to play a position in football, to protect your torn labrum. Oh, no. Hopefully this won't be an issue, but something tells me it will. Undrafted Bears wideout Tanner Gentry is making big plays. No relation to Dennis. It's too bad. But this is that time of year where we just say that, right? You know, it's Tanner kid. He's really lighting up in practice. And then he'll catch a couple balls in the fourth quarter, a couple preseason games. And then, well, he gets caught. Well, no, actually for the Bears, that means he's probably number one receiver going. You know, we'll see. So go Tanner. We love our Gentries in Chicago, right? Not just Dennis, but also the old gay cabaret bar on State Street. There's a lot going on there. So we like the Gentries in Chicago. The Bears will play their first preseason game on Thursday against the Broncos. Hopefully Von Miller won't play because we don't need any situation where Von Miller gets a free look, right? That dude's a beast. Coach Fox did say that Bears rookie QB Mitch Trubisky will play. So that's cool. You can see him on Thursday. ESPN last night really slammed the Jay Cutler introductory press conference in Miami, essentially saying that Cutler miffed the presser by saying all the wrong things like, quote, well, we'll see where it goes. That's what he actually said. Instead of, I can't wait to win football games here for the Dolphins. Classic Cutler. We'll see where it goes. Like I said, to all my friends in Miami, get ready to hate your football team. And finally tonight, Eddie Olczyk announced today that he's battling colon cancer. The former Blackhawk and current broadcaster said once he's done with treatment, he'll get back in the booth. We're pulling for you, Eddie. Get well. And that's the carryout for August 8th, 2017. Hey, it's hot tonight, so we're selling bags of ice, the original bottled water. You just let it sit out on the back porch for a couple. Boom, better than Evian. All right, coming up, Katrina Markoff from Vosges Chocolate will be my guest on Download in Chicago Business. And at 8 o'clock tonight, Lou Manfredini sits down at the big table. Robbie Folks, too, playing a little bit later in the show. It's a Download on 720 WGN. Stay with us.